Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today as we meet by radio, coast to coast here in the States and all the way around the world on this God Is podcast. I'm glad you were here. You tune in on a great day because today we begin our journey in the Bible's Old Testament book of Job. Yesterday I shared with you six reasons why I want to open the book of Job so that we can discover more about who our great God is. I will not repeat those reasons now, but be assured you can get that broadcast as a free podcast from 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com. Click listen, click podcasts, and then God Is. If you have any questions about how to do this, write to me. And speaking of writing to me, remember that May is the month for mail. That's right. And if you have never written to me before, but you do so this month, I will send you this free gift. It is the book Knowing God by teacher and theologian J.I. Packer. If you would like J.I. Packer's Knowing God, send me an email or letter this month. My addresses will be given as we conclude our time together. When you write, mention what station you listen on or the podcast. If you want, include comments, questions, and prayer requests. That's all. In return, you will receive Knowing God. May is the month for mail. I look forward to hearing from you. Friends, if you have your Bible there with you, will you open it to the Old Testament book of Job? I will give you a chance to find it and open to the first chapter. Job is located between Esther and the Psalms. The easiest way to find it is to go to the Psalms, halfway through the Bible, and then turn back to Job chapter 1. Esther, Job, Psalms. If you're out there commuting in your car or truck, or otherwise occupied, you can read this later on tonight. As we come now to the introduction of this book, I want to open our time together by reading something remarkable. The text is from Job 1 and 2. In chapter 1, I will read verses 6, 7, and the first part of verse 8. And in chapter 2, I will read verses 1, 2, and the first part of verse 3. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB, at Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" That was Job chapter 1, verses 6, 7, and the first part of verse 8. Now follow me over to Job chapter 2, and I will begin reading at verse 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" What I just read was Job chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and the first part of verse 3. And I consider these two passages of Scripture to be two of the most astounding paragraphs I have ever read in my entire life, in any book, including in any book of the Bible. In particular, that in the context of Satan appearing in heaven before God, God says to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Have you considered my servant Job? What kind of a question is this? I'll tell you, this is the question that answers any question you have ever asked when you suffer as the servant of the living God. I repeat, this is the question that answers any question you have ever asked when you suffer as a servant of the living God. When we learn what God means by asking this question, we will have learned something extraordinary about the character of the living God. The book of Job is all about God. God is the main character, and we are going to meet him in the pages of what is definitely one of the Bible's most cherished possessions. I hope that you will join me in prayer as we get started. Father, God, thank you for this time we have together at this hour to consider your servant Job, yes, but to well beyond this man Job, to consider you. You are the main character here. Teach us to keep our eyes fixed on you as we read and discuss these chapters. The Bible teaches us that you are unsearchable and inscrutable, and yet here we catch a glimpse of your innermost being. The book of Job is indispensable to us in our very limited knowledge of who you are. So we thank you for including Job in your word. I pray that you will use our time reading and discussing the book of Job to transform our lives. Draw anyone hearing this who is not yet a genuine Christian to Christ in repentance of sin. And for those of us who belong to Christ, set our minds and hearts aflame with the truth of who you are. Unveil your nature and character to us, I pray. As a result, may we worship you. Apply this word to our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. With that as our beginning, today I would like to start to give you an introduction to the book of Job. Our introduction will take several days to get through, but it will be packed with insight. As we do that, let's talk about who the human author of the book of Job was. At least five possibilities exist. The first option is obvious, Job himself. Who would have been more intimately acquainted with the events and dialogues of his own life than the man Job? He certainly had the time to write it. Listen to Job chapter 42 and verse 16. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his grandsons four generations. That's Job 42, verse 16. Wow! After everything that happened to him, Job lived an additional 140 years. Did he spend part of those years writing this book? Perhaps so. But a second option for authorship is Elihu, the fourth of Job's friends who speaks in chapters 32 to 37. There are a couple of reasons for suggesting Elihu. The first is, when you read the book of Job, you will notice that it is likely written by an observer, someone who watched and listened as Job tried to make sense of his situation before God. Well, in Job chapter 32, verses 16 through 17, we read this, "Shall I wait, because they do not speak, because they stop and no longer answer? I too will answer my share. I also will tell my opinion." Who said that? Elihu did. This is written in the first person. Elihu says this from the perspective of a narrator, and then he himself enters the dialogue that follows. He has waited for the other friends to stop talking when he begins his comments here in chapter 32. If this book was written by an eyewitness, it makes sense that Elihu was that witness. Still, a third option is Moses. The land of Uz, where Job lived, was next to Midian, where Moses lived, for 40 years. And there are similarities between Job and Genesis. As we know, Moses did write Genesis. Other possibilities for authorship are Solomon and Ezra. Solomon and Ezra. And this brings us to the question of when the book of Job was written. When? Well, when would depend on who wrote it. So if we take Job or Elihu as its author, then this was written during the patriarchal period. It is possible, for example, that Job knew Jacob, as in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs. And if this is true, then Job is the first book of the Bible ever written, predating the Pentateuch, Genesis through Deuteronomy. Isn't that fascinating? Job may well be the first book of the Bible ever written. If we take Moses as the author, then this could have been written between 1485 and 1445 BC. This was during the time of Moses' period of isolation in the desert, Midian, bordering where Job lived, Uz. Or perhaps Moses wrote it sometime between 1445 and 1405 BC, when Israel wandered in the wilderness, a time of great suffering for God's people. Moses wrote about the suffering of Job during a season of suffering for the Israelites. If Solomon was the author, this would have been written about 950 BC. Whoever the author was, we do not know specifically, and whenever it was written, we do not know for sure. Here is what we do know. This is one fabulous piece of writing. And that is what we will begin with in our discussion when we meet again, Lord willing, tomorrow. To review what we have learned thus far about the book of Job, God asks a question of Satan that helps us understand why we suffer as servants of the living God. Furthermore, we have learned that the book of Job is all about God. God is the main character. Third, we talked about who may have written this and when it may have been written. This is part of what we always want to know when we turn in our Bibles to a new book and begin to read it. Who wrote it and when was it written? Sometimes we know for certain. Usually we know for certain. But sometimes we have to hold within our minds certain possibilities based on the biblical evidence before us. This is the case with Job. What is interesting about this is that the main point here is not who wrote it and when. The main point is who God is. What the book of Job reveals about God is what concerns us. So we will pick up here again tomorrow when you join me for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.